Shem should never break Gedalia ben Achikim. Anyway, the Rashi beis the mitzvah of Kayim, but lav lochi of the yomtiv, dinah sum Gedalia. The Kayim rachamanim uradim tovim bezman abayis. The Gemara says he not had a fast bezman abayis. He not had a fast that day for different reason. Not because they were mevato not to write Hashem's name in the shtar, but it was the mitzvah of sum Gedalia we had before. It is that this man that does the mitzvah, this man that was sussed in the simcha, this man that was shalim, it was called sussed in the simcha. So it's same as Shvi, some Gedalia, this man that does the mitzvah, was a simcha. So you weren't allowed to fast anyway, because it's a simcha then. On the Rav, the Nitzchel, the Esther, the Shlefonov. Now, if you mean it was, what about Beis? What about Beis Tishrei? Are you allowed to fast the second day? That's not to mean Shlefonov. So what? If it's also Rav Megillah's Tainis, the days before, you're allowed to fast. The days before you're not allowed to fast, but if it's not of Megillah's Tainis, then you're allowed to fast the day before. Rashi says, "Lo nitzuchem, hod the kful Megillah's Tainis. What do they have to put into Megillah's Tainis? Our daughter is there lesser estimate. Leave it after yesterday. Words, what it says in Megillah's Tainis, those days need a chizik. Since it's only with the Rabbanim, we say you can't fast that day, and who did the day before also you can't fast. So now the days Tishrei you're also not allowed to fast." Since the third day that Gedalia died, this Manda Beis Hamikdash was a simcha. It was written in Megillah's Tainis. It was written in the Megillah. Therefore, even the day before, you're not allowed to fast. For the Gemara, for Tetzel, they have a Yom Shalach Yom Rosh Chodesh. If you want to know why you can't fast days, I'll tell you because it's the day after Rosh Chodesh. So just like Rosh Chodesh, you can't fast. The day after also, you can't fast. The Gemara says no. Rosh Chodesh is the Yiraisa. Rosh Chodesh, you can't fast is Midi Yiraisa. Or the Yiraisa little boy chizik, true. And the Yiraisa think Allah is, the Rabbanim don't come to make a chizik. So with the Yiraisa, you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. That's all. The next, second day of Rosh Chodesh, you're allowed to fast already. Not the second Rosh Chodesh. The second day of the month, you're allowed to fast. Mash, my boy chizik, Titania. Ha yom emailu, these days. Ha ksuvu Megillah's Tainis, that's written in Megillah's Tainis. Ha asurim, you're not allowed to fast. It's a yom tif from the Rabbanim. Bein lefneim, bein lachreim. The days before and the days afterwards. But on Shabbos and the Yom Tov, that you're not allowed to fast, hey Masurim, only the days itself you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. But Lefneim Lachreim Matorim, but the Erev Shabbos and the day after Shabbos you're allowed to fast. Well, my Hefesh Ben Zelazer, what's the difference? How come the days that it says in Megillah's Tainis, you're not allowed to fast on itself because it's a Yom Tov, and the day before and the day after also not? But on a regular Shabbos or Yom Tov, you're allowed to fast before or after. Okay, that's just like we're saying, Halolu Dibre Torah. Midiraisi you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos or on Yom Tov or on the Shredish. V'yei in Divrei Torah Tzrichim Chizik. What the Torah says, we don't have to give a Chizik to. But Halalu, the days of Megillah's Tainis, it's only with the Rabbonin, Divrei Seifrim, it's only with the Rabbonin said you shouldn't fast these days. And the Klal is, V'divrei Seifrim Tzrichim Chizik. Now the Rabbonin said you have to have a Chizik. Therefore it's Nogea that Gimul Betishrei is a Simcha on Megillah's Tainis, but Gedalia died that day. It's no gear that's in the Megillah to know that you're not allowed to fast even days. For the Gemara, but Tetla, the Hebele, Yom, Shlefnei, Yom, Shneir, by Gedalia, Ben Achikim. Anyway, not as the Megillah, but Stam, the day before he died. On Ravashi, Gedalia, Ben Achikim, Divrei Kabbalah. For Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Torah Domi. So, as the Tainis of Gedalia, it doesn't have to have, not the Tainis, as the Simcha of the Tzaddik died. It's a Simcha, so you don't have to have a day before. Because since it says in Divrei Kabbalah is if the Torah said it. So it's a chizik that only the day, the third day by itself, you're not allowed to fast. But the day before you are allowed to fast. Mashenki, now that the Rabbanim put it into Megillah's Tainis, which is pure, the Rabbanim think Allah is, whatever it says in Megillah's Tainis, the Rabbanim need a chizik, they said not only can't you fast on that day, you have to keep it for Simcha, but even the day before and the day afterwards, also you're not allowed to fast. So if it's Negev, that Gimel Betishrei, this man, the Beis Hamikdash, it was put into the Megillah's Tainis to say you're not allowed to fast today, and not only today not, but even the day before and the day afterwards also, you're not allowed to fast. That's my gather, it went into the Megillah's Tainis. All right, stop here. You're holding up your tests, we're holding. Yeah. In the middle of the Shaila, it's a machlokes in the Gemara if the Megillah's Tainis was bottle or not bottle. Megillah's Tainis means during the Beis Hamikdash times, there were a few days, there were a big simcha in Klal Yisrael, and Rabbanu made a takana, these days you're not allowed to fast. You're not allowed to fast on these days, and there was in the day before and the day after also you're not allowed to fast. It's from a special thing that happened, that's called Megillah's Tainis. So the Shaila after the Churban Abayis,
was these days bottle or not. So we say these days now you're allowed to fast or not. Sera machlekes. If Megillus Tainus is bottle after the Churban Abayis or not, it's a machlekes. So Mara says now, Mosev Rav Tubi Bamasi, yes, the kash like this. The Esrim Vetim Nebei, on the 28th day of Adar, this was. Rashi says, the Adar Koi Megillus Tainus. This is one of the days that's written down in Megillus Tainus, that on the 28th day of Adar, also besurta tovosel yudoi. It came very good news to the Jews. To loyidim uraisa, that now they're allowed to learn Torah. Rashi says loyidim means shloitzdarchu lenatek atzam in a Torah. You're not going to have to take yourself away from learning Torah. That means shat first it was shegozra hamalchus gzera shloyasku b'Torah. The Romans made a gzera that the Jews can't learn Torah. They made such a gzera. V'shloyimaylu espineim, they can't make a bris milah on their kids. And they have to work on Shabbos. They have to be mechal Shabbos. Marosu. So what do they do? The tzaddikim. Marosu Yehuda ben Shemua v'chaveru. Yehuda ben Shemua and his friends holchu v'notlu eitzo mitratunisa achas. They went to ask an eitz advice from one matronusa. Matronun means like a lady that was a very a noble person. That shakol gedolei roim mitzunetlo. All the great people of Rome used to go to her. Used to respect her, used to ask her for advice. So Yehuda ben Shemua also went to her. Yehuda ben Shemua went to her and asked her like this. What can we do? Like we have a gzera now, the king is making it so bad on us, we can't learn Torah. Like why are they picking on us? What can we do to stop it? Is Omrulhem, she gave them an answer like this. Omrulhem, she told Yehuda ben Shemua, Bo v'haskinu balayla. Go and scream at night. Like complain, say a complaint to the Romans at night time. Rashi says of Ginu means Tzu'aku b'shvokim. Go out, scream in the streets. Or v'chayvos say sheyishmu hasorim b'yirachem aleichem. That the people in charge should hear you, and they'll have rachmonis on you. So that's what they did. Holcho v'hasginu b'layla. They went and they started to scream out at night, start to complain. Omru, they said like this. Ishamayim. As if to say, Rashi says, kaleima lamana kodesh b'ruchu. They started to scream out for kodesh b'ruchu's sake. But they said to the Romans like this. Lo yachichem anachnu. Like, what are you picking on us Jews? Aren't we brothers to you? Aren't we all the son of one father? Like, we live in the city now. We're in Rome now. You have a whole big nation here. What are you picking on us? Punk the Jews to make Gzeres on. Why are we different than all the other nations and languages? That you're making punk upon the Jews such hard degrees that we can't learn Torah and be Mechal Shabbos. So they complained that night, and the mice was a bitlum. And at that time the Romans stopped the Gzeira. It was the 28th day of Adar that the Romans stopped the Gzeira, and that was a Yom Tov like. On that day, the Chachomim made it for Yom Tov. Now this was another day put down in the Megillus Tainus, that this day of 28th of Adar, you're not allowed to fast. Now the Gemara asks, bitlum Megillus Tainus, if you want to tell me now the Locher is, that after the Churban Abayis, all the days that it says in the Megillah's bottle, that from now on, if you want to, you're allowed to fast. If so, Kemais the bottle, the days that the Chum already were Masakin beforehand, the days that they made during the Beis HaMikdash, is now bottle. Achronais the Masif, and you want to add more days. Like this might here with Yehuda ben Shmuel happened after the Churban Abayis. So if it happened after the Churban Abayis, for what purpose did they put it down in the Megillah's Tainus? If you're telling me the Megillah is bottle now, you don't have to listen to the Megillah. So for what purpose did they put it down in the Megillah now? Maybe you want to answer me like we answered before. We're talking about now, that's when they put it down in the Megillah, and Bismanda Besamitish, everybody agrees it was Nagay of the Megillah then. At that time, those days that's written down in the Megillah, you're not allowed to fast, you can't say Hesped. So maybe this Meister of Yehuda ben Shemua happened when the Beis Mitzvah was Kayim. Mer says, no, that can't be. For Yehuda ben Shemua was Talmid of Rabbi Meir. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir bought the Hochi Hevi. And Rabbi Meir lived after the Churban Abayis. So for sure, if Yehuda ben Shemua's Talmud lived after the Beis HaMikdash, so this happened after the Beis HaMikdash. If so, we have a proof that the Megillah's Tainus was not bottled. And whatever it says in the Megillah applies today. Therefore it's good why Yehuda ben Bob at his times they added new days to the Megillah. Because just like the old days still apply today, this new day also applies today. So we have a Rai, the Megillah still applies this manazah. Now the Gemara proves it, that So Yehuda ben Shmuel Talmud to Remeya, from Remeya to Yochanan. The Tanan we learned like this. Kli zechuchis. If you have a glass kli, a glass jar, shenikvoy, that first the jar was tamei, and now you made a hole in the jar, so it's not usable, the jar became tor. Now the hittach l'teichen ever. Now you put some lead in the hole to make the jar usable again. So it's as luck is like this, that by a kli matzah, if you have a metal kli, if it was first tamei, and then you broke the kli and became tor, then you melt the kli back together again, with the rabbon, and it gets its tumah back again. The tumah yishrein of the old tumah comes back on it again. By a kli chukas is not that way. By a glass kli, even though matzila was tamei, when you break the kli, put a hole in it, it becomes tor. Then when you fix the glass kli, the lochlis doesn't become tamei again from the old tumah. If something new touches it now, true, it'll become new tumah, but the old tumah doesn't come back. Now here the case is, the glass got a hole in it, you broke it. Now, how did you fix it up again? Not with glass, but you put lead, which is a type of a metal. So the question is, do you call this kli now a metal kli, that the old tumah would come back again? Or do you call this kli now a glass kli, and the old tumah doesn't come back again? So it's a machlokes. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, that Yehuda ben Shemua metame mishum Rimeya. Yehuda ben Shemua says over the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Meir, this is the proof, that he was a Talmud of Rabbi Meir, that it's tummy. In other words, he holds the ikar of the kli is the maimid, what's holding the kli up. What's holding this kli up? The lead. The lead in the hole is holding the kli together. So now it's called the lead is holding the kli together. Therefore, the kli goes after its maimid, it's called the metal kli. And by metal kli... What?
That lead was kind of
tummy. Right, right. But since now... the kli is called the metal kli. Midrabanan has the din of a metal kli. That a metal kli, if it was once tummy, then it became tor. If it comes back a kli again, the old tummy comes back. You're right. Even though the old tummy was on a glass kli, it's like a chiddush. You're right. The old kli was a glass, but since now it's called the metal kli, it will get back again its old tummy that it had. That's what Rabbi Yehuda ben Shimua says over the name of Rabbi Meir. The Chum Maimer, the Chum say no. The Chum and the Tyrant, the Chum say no. It's tor.